Live from an undisclosed location somewhere west of the Pacific and east of the Atlantic, it is the J3 Amateur Hour Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the J3 Amateur Hour Podcast. I am your host, Jordan. I'm here with...
It's Josh.
Yoel.
And Aaron.
Aaron is in the house.
Welcome, Aaron.
Welcome.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, number one. Not a single email from any fans. What is the deal?
It's embarrassing.
Anyone even listening?
I hope so. But I don't know why they're not emailing.
I do have a theory.
Yes.
That just dawned upon me. So you guys introduced email to you and like open emails.
Yeah, like a mailbag.
Mailbag episode.
In the Rabbi Demarski episode.
That's right.
Okay, I was notably missing
wow.
that.
Wow.
Listenership probably went down.
We have a lot of listens in that episode, Jordan.
Lots. Tons.
That's what I thought. A lot of comments, too.
Negative feedback, I assume?
Only positive.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's number one. We have to get that off our chest. You know, still reach out. The email is... I don't know what the email is.
J3AmateurHour@gmail.com.
That's right. Okay, email us questions, what you want us to talk about. But moving on, number one, I do need to make an apology. Skylar Abrams, a great fan and friend of the pod, pointed out that he actually did compliment me on the intro and outro music as early as March 30th, according to our text. So I want to give a shout out to him. And some people have reached out since I made that comment and noted the music selections and made me feel good about myself.
He's our second notable fan from the class of 92, Knight of Crown.
Who's the first?
Dr. Nathan Fox.
Oh, Nathy Fox. Okay.
Do you feel like you're asking for compliments on your yes. music selection? So yes. like, do you feel it cheapens any compliment?
No.
Like when your wife asks, like, how does this look on me? Right? Like,
going there?
No, I'm just saying, but like, it's one thing, like if you say, oh, you know, you look great, but it's another thing, like, oh, how do I look? And you look great. It's sort of like
you're
cheapens.
Saying it's not organic anymore.
Correct.
You're
done. Yeah, I mean, what kind of feedback do you want? Like, do you want specific, like, I really like this song, or just like your music selections are always great?
You actually only got...
I'll take anything.
Right. You actually only got one true, honest feedback, and that was from our last guest, where he said he did not like your song selections.
Fair. Okay, Aaron. Aaron is in the house tonight. And Aaron usually comes in a cheerful mood, kind of picks us up.
Oh, wait. Can I say something before you say what
sure.
you're going to say?
Wait, Aaron, because can I say something before you say something? I actually do. I just want to point out. Okay, I'm going to talk over him. Yeah, this is what I do. Shout out to...
He's literally about to say something.
Shout out to my big hater. I know he's going to text Josh and say, yo's the woat. But I just do want to point out that having our executive producer already has paid forth fruits due to the fact that I now have working headphones. So I just want to thank Aaron for that.
Fix the volume.
He fixed it. You know, Josh was working all day. It was a broken jack. He was going to go online and buy new ones. And then Aaron came in and seemed to solve it by just turning up the volume. Is that what
right.
you did?
Josh told me that he insisted that it was a broken jack.
Yes.
And
I was
basically there's no point in trying to do anything.
I'll take the L on that one.
And then you proceeded the volume level.
To
I noticed
turn
it
the
was
knob and
all
then
the way
working.
Down.
Yes. Anyway, sorry. Now you.
So speaking of the you mentioned Harry, the last guest. So on the last episode, Josh, early on speaking about music, he mentioned a song that he thought should have been played, "Harry Hood" by Phish. So I was like, I'm kind of curious what this song sounds like. So I looked it up, and it was it's so typical Phish. Like, first of all, I look up this song. There's like 35 live versions that I find, you know, there's no like definitive version. Everyone is over 15 minutes long.
Did you listen?
I listened to it. It's like kind of like a reggae groove that they get into. It starts out, there's like 2 minutes of like reggae
intro.
Jamming. Everyone's taking a solo. They all sound like they've just touched this instrument for the first time. You know, it's like all out of tune. And then it's just like, Harry.
There you go.
Harry.
That's why I thought it'd be a good call, because his name was Harry.
And then there's like 10 more minutes of instrumentals and solos.
Is that how their songs normally work, Phish?
Some of them. I mean, there's a lot of peaks, a lot of like built up energy. I love that song.
Well, I'm really glad that we didn't play it. Okay. Aaron.
Yes.
Usually in a great mood, you seem a little down. What's going on with you?
Well, I've been having kind of an aggravating situation with my new neighbors. So our house is in Skokie. Basically, our neighbors are like right next to us. They're like their front door is like 8 feet from our front door. You know, they have like the same looking house as us. On the one side of my house is an alley. On one side of their house is an alley. So our two houses are in between alleys. So it's like we have a little stretch of block. It's the type of house where there's doors on either side. No front door. So there's like a little stretch of curb that basically there's enough room for two cars. So it's kind of with our previous neighbors, it was just kind of like a thing taken for granted that we each, you know, one of the spots is kind of ours and one of the spots is theirs.
And how new are these neighbors? These, like how like long have they lived there for?
A couple of weeks.
Okay.
So they moved in and I noticed that this neighbor, he was parking. The new neighbors are a couple. They have no kids. A couple, maybe they're in their 30s or something. He was parking his car like so it was right in the center of the block. There was no room for me to park behind him. I mean, we park in our garage usually, but sometimes we park out front. So anyway, he's basically double parking in front of our house. So I'm kind of like, okay, well, maybe he just like didn't notice or something. So then he leaves at some point. He comes back. He parks in the same way, like double parked again. So it's starting to kind of like aggravate me inside. And I'm like, I got to say something. I'm talking to Joey about it. I'm like, why is this guy parking this way? And then I talk to my dad and he's egging me on. He's like, I noticed that he was parked. I went past your house and I noticed he was double parked in front of your house. So I'm like, how does this guy like not realize that he is whatever? We're like trying to figure out how to say something.
Because they're new neighbors. Have you interacted with them yet?
We had kind of met.
Did they seem normal when you met them?
Well, they did bring us candy. They didn't seem that normal.
What kind of candy?
Halal chocolates. They're Arab. Muslim. They're Indian.
Are the new neighbors supposed to bring the gift, or is it the old?
Well,
neighbors?
That's what we said. We're like, oh, we were supposed to bring you candy. So okay. It was a nice gesture on their part. So I'm thinking,
did you follow up and bring them anything?
No,
after
we didn't.
You said that?
No, we didn't. But when the problem with that was that they, you know, they said their names. And he, you know, he kind of, you know, was like, oh, you know, I'm Aaron, it's Joey, and like, what's your name? And he kind of like, and I'm like, what did you say? And he's like, and I'm like, got it, okay. So I don't know his name, you know, and I don't know his wife's name. And so I'm thinking I got to like go outside and catch him like when he's out there. But it's like, I don't know his name. So I kind of have to like find a way to just like be out there at the same time with him.
It's also because knocking on the front door,
right,
and saying "excuse me," it's more confrontational.
It's right, like, I didn't want to knock on his front door, and then I was thinking like I was just thinking like maybe I'll park so that my car is touching his, so that. But then I'm like, that's very passive aggressive, and I'm like expecting him to figure out like that he probably just doesn't realize that he's double parking, so I'm kind of like waiting for an opportunity to be outside at the same time as him, but he's up late all the time and like has weird hours. So I never see him outside. And then I'm thinking it's probably weirder anyway to try to catch him outside. Like the second he goes outside, it's like I'm running outside and I'm like, oh, excuse me. Like, can we talk about your parking job? But it's like eating me up day after day. So then
how long is this going on for?
This is like a week. So okay. Then while I'm thinking this, at some point he leaves. He comes back with a friend and they both of them park there. He parks normally so that his friend can park behind him. So I'm like, he gets the concept of like that two cars could fit here and you need to pull up in order for a car to fit behind you. So that made me even more upset. Then this was on a Friday. Then I was determined. I'm like, okay, tomorrow on Shabbat, I'm just going to knock on his door and I'm going to tell him like very politely, kind of like, if you would just pull up a little bit more, then I could park behind you. But then that night, he and his friends were up until 5:30 in the morning coming in and out of the backyard. And our bedroom window is right there. So it woke me up in the middle of the night.
What were they doing coming out of
the
house?
They were smoking hookah and watching TV on an iPad.
Outside?
Yes, outside. So
it was him and a buddy?
Him and two friends. I mean, two other people. I didn't know their relationship. And it's like, I don't want to confront them in the middle of the night, you know? And I'm also like, who knows? I mean, maybe they'll like pull a gun on me or something. And once I wake up, it's hard to fall back asleep. So I'm like up from like 2 to 6.
So your house is for sale night. Now. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, and then Joey also was up and everything. And then obviously, you know, we got to wake up with the kids and stuff still. So then it's like, well, now I have to talk to him about like, can you please not go outside in the backyard in the middle of the night? It's like, can I even bring up the parking situation still? Because this is more pressing because I need to get sleep. And then at 8 in the morning... their cars are gone. So like they just didn't sleep or something. I don't even understand.
Why don't
what's
you
going
move
on.
Your car into that spot?
Well,
and do what they're
maybe
doing.
Maybe I could have done that. So then eventually they come back and it's like the original couple that moved in is no longer there. And this old woman and these two guys who are like 25 are with her. So we're like, who are they now? And they're coming in. And basically, Joey talked to them briefly, and these three people said that they were moving in now. The people who own the house were going to go to a hotel for 6 months. So we're like, that sounds very odd. This is
the,
a very...
The couple that moved in, moved out.
Yeah, they were in for like a week, and then they're out, and like his grandmother, who just got in from India, is now here.
Jordan,
with her son.
Have you considered calling the Department of Homeland Security?
Yeah, Jordan, can you please look up the title on this house and find out who's the...
Well, so we were wondering... Like,
it takes a couple months after recording to show up on the Cook County site.
We thought maybe this couple kind of like bought the house for the grandmother who was from India or something. So the upshot is I knocked on the door and I was like, politely, I was like our bedroom is right there. We can hear you out in the backyard.
But it wasn't them anymore. They're the new
people. This is the people. Oh, wait, the two of these guys were the ones in the yard.
On Shabbos?
On Shabbos,
See, that's a bad move because like they move up the car. They're like, okay, you can move your car in now. And then you're like, well.
Well, I don't normally park out front.
No, I understand. I'm just,
But they were like apologetic. They were like, we were just trying to prepare the house for our grandmother.
What does that do with being outside in an iPad 2 in the morning?
I don't know. But I just kind of said, you know, like we have like we keep regular hours. Like if you could kind of not be outside making noise in the middle of the night, that would be great. And we don't. Yeah. So anyway, since then, it's been OK.
To be continued.
I prefer these new people than to the previous people.
And do these new people park better?
And they park nicely.
I also have a parking situation in my house. However, it's self-made, unfortunately. My driveway could fit two cars, and then I have a garage, which I like to park in, which fits one.
Two cars next to each other or two cars?
Two cars next to each other, yeah. Basically, I got a new car, and I had for many years, for 10 years actually.
What kind of car?
I had a Buick Verano.
Okay.
From 2012. It started to have engine problems and just in general.
What kind of car did you buy?
Yeah, that's what he's asking.
A Tesla.
Okay.
2023 or Trailblazer?
Okay. So anyways, first of all, gas was very expensive. It was a very smart financial decision.
Okay.
Okay.
How's that charging going?
It's great. I charged a little bit tonight. And so my Buick is just like, it's for maybe 6 months, it was dying on me in the middle of like intersections whenever I would stop. And then I needed to get a new city sticker.
Did you purchase this Buick?
Yeah.
Or was this like from your parents?
I think my dad helped me purchase it.
So it's your dad's
10 years
car.
Ago? I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Why don't you sell it?
Yeah. No, why don't you tell her, just call your father and say, hey, I'm done with your car. Just pick it up.
Okay. So anyways, so the Buick kept dying in the middle of intersections and I was getting tickets because I didn't have an updated sticker because I need to get an emissions test. Well, every time I went to the emissions place, it would fail. I took it to the mechanic. They kept finding different problems with the engine and they fixed it. So I would take it back to the emissions place and I would fail again. So it happened three times and it just was undrivable. So I didn't know what to do. I don't know how to sell a car. And so I parked it in my driveway. So it's sitting there. And in fact, actually one day I wanted to still utilize my driveway. So I just left it on the street. And then all of a sudden I had like a sign on the window that said the city was going to tow the car in 7 days.
So someone called on you.
Yes, I think so.
Do you know who that was?
No.
Okay.
I have an idea. But so it's going to get towed. So it still says on the window, 7 day tow.
Wait.
Like they do it in some type of marker that doesn't come off.
It was a tow notice while it was parked in the street?
While it was parked on the street.
It's probably called. Oh, okay. There's an abandoned car.
Okay. First of all, it's not abandoned. It's my car. It's just across the street.
But
from
never
me.
Moved. So people think it's
fine. Right. Okay. Whatever. So anyways, now it's in my driveway. So they can't tow it. But I haven't sold it. And now if I'm in the garage and my wife parks in front of me, I need to move her car to get my car out. And it's very annoying.
Why don't you let them tow it if you don't want it anymore?
Because, I don't know. I feel like then I'll go to jail or something. What does that mean?
I have three words for
Wouldn't
you.
Wouldn't it cost me more if they towed it? They would send me bills and stuff because they're going on to it.
Yeah. That could be.
I feel like it would be way more expensive.
Just sell it
By the way, the issue is that I would replace the engine. I would have replaced the engine. However, I believe it costs more for the engine than the car is worth.
Yeah, that's good.
And there was some engine issue. There shouldn't be. It's only 10 years old. I don't have a lot of miles on it. But I read online that there was some type of recall of this specific engine in the car. And no one ever called me. So I don't know. Am I like eligible for this recall? I don't know how this works.
No,
and
you're responsible.
So in the meantime, it will probably sit there for another 6 months.
I have a suggestion. Have you ever watched TV?
Yes.
Have you watched TV in the 1980s?
No. Okay. I was born in the 80s, but I
was fine. Three words. It's called Victory Auto Wreckers. So there's a commercial that says that old car's worth money. And then the guy opens the door and then the door falls off. Anybody who's watched TV in the 80s, I'm sure Josh, you...
They give him 40 bucks, I believe, for the car?
$60. $320. Yeah. Hand the three... Very dirty fingernails. Yeah. The door fell off. That old car is worth money.
Right.
Why don't you call one of these organizations, just donate your car?
Or to like the Chesed Fund.
But no, why would they want a car that doesn't have an engine
because
that works?
They do something with it. I don't know.
They sell for parts.
Yeah, parts, scrap whatever. Metal.
Yeah, and you'll get a write-off.
Really?
Cars for Kids. You never heard the jingle?
If anyone can send me detailed instructions to my email. Or if anyone's listening from one of those organizations, please hit me up.
Yeah, let's do this. If you don't get an email after this airs for 2 weeks, then you will sign over the title to Josh and I.
How about this? The first listener that emails
gets the car.
Can have the car.
Car giveaway.
Yep. That's a big one.
Gabby's for sure emailing
so
you.
That's, yes.
Oh, right now.
At around 6:40 a.m.
That would be my first world problem these days. Yoel, what's bothering you?
I have car issues. Here's my big car issue. And there is no one in the world, I guarantee, that does not have this issue. CarPlay. I turn on the car. Yeah. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. I can't turn onto a song. I can't listen to the radio. And like the music doesn't work on it. I'm like, okay. And then I unplug my phone and then all of a sudden the music starts going on. I'm like, wait, it's not plugged in. I don't understand how it works.
Your issue is that your phone is connecting through Bluetooth, but then when you plug it in, it goes to CarPlay. Like it's
can I tell you something? I have Apple CarPlay in my car, never used it. Just for that reason, I hate it.
I only like Bluetooth. So when I used to rent cars, I used to always never Apple Play. No, I nothing. Hate it. Yeah. And then, but like now, like, okay, it's my car. I guess I have to finally just use it. And then, like, 60% of the time it works, and then the other 60%, like the other 40% of the time, I'm like talking on speaker in my car, like I just can't, you know, it's just the most annoying
thing. It's the worst. Yeah. I agree. I never use it.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I agree.
That's my car always says that CarPlay doesn't work, and then it's working it right while it's saying that. Like it gives me the same message,
and then it all of a sudden, like it recognizes, you know, my phone as an iPod. I'm like, what? I'm like, I don't even know what's going on. I'm like,
just use Bluetooth. It's much easier. And it works every time.
Just don't plug your phone in.
Right.
But then I need to charge it.
Do you ever charge it at home? I feel like, I'm actually curious, actually. Y'all, when you're sitting at home and you're on your phone a lot.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Do you charge it? Do you plug it in at night, like while you're sleeping?
I used to have a long cord in my room. You know, like one of those like 12-foot, so I can like, you know, comfortably like lie in my bed and not like be like twisted over to like charge my phone or look at it. That was a good situation. And then somehow that cord went missing. And then I have this alarm clock. It's like old school. I have an alarm clock, like a
but wait, you know, they sell those cords. You can buy another one.
So it has this thing, but like you put the phone on top and it charges while it's on top. Oh, and in addition, you can also plug in a cord.
Okay, but you can't be typing on your phone while it's charging.
So then I had a cord, and then like 2 weeks ago, I was going to work in East Moline, and I just quickly took the cord because I didn't have my charger, and then I'll just plug in because I know the hotel has it, and I have a charger in my car, and then somehow that cord went missing. So right now I'm just restricted to just lying it on top of my
and not using
my radio. No, right, and I can't use it there.
You should buy like 5 cords.
I should. I don't know why I don't. Oh, why don't I just go like buy like chargers and like leave them around the house. I think I have one in the kitchen, but I usually do not charge it when it's in the house.
So you only charge it in your car.
I have.
You know what? I know that at work in your office, you
have
that.
Yes, I have
it's
one,
like a very old charger.
Yeah. I think I stole it several times and it goes missing. I also have actually in my golf bag, I have one of those cords because many golf carts actually have like the USB port, whatever. Yeah. So you can like charge your phone if you're golfing. Like,
okay. I'm glad to know that. I feel like I know you better now that I know you're charging.
But right now I'm like at 20%.
I would not be able to survive in that situation.
Not a chance.
Okay, Josh, what's bothering you?
Not these kinds of problems, thank God. But I did have a couple situations today that were very annoying, I'll say.
Okay.
This is just really bothering me tonight. We have 3 garbages in our house. And my job is to take out the garbage every night. So
every night?
Yeah, just about. I mean, I do more than once a day usually, but let's just say at night for sure.
If it's not full, do you take it out?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. So there's 3 garbages, and usually like at the end of the day, like there's a lot of garbage. So my goal is to never dump all 3 and just to like keep putting the same garbage into like 1 or 2 and leave 1 fresh. And everyone knows I do this. So then right before I go take out the garbage, someone in the house, who shall remain nameless,
Ayel,
literally puts like some liquid in the third garbage I was keeping clean all day the second before I'm about to take it out. So like I have to like, I'm like, what? You see this garbage is empty? Like, just throw it in this garbage. He's like, I didn't know. So I take it off.
There's only one. There's only one other male in the house.
So annoying.
And he's like. Yeah.
So that was one thing.
Oh, I hate liquid in the garbage.
Oh, my God. And it was like I was keeping it clean all day. It was not. It did not have to go out until
you know
then.
You know what's worse than liquid? Is like tin pans. Because like they don't
take up so much room.
And then you have to like push it down and it automatically tears a hole in it. Yes. And then it leaks everywhere.
And you also might cut yourself.
Yeah.
You ever have that issue?
Very dangerous.
And like Shabbos food's in there and the grease is leaking everywhere. It's the worst.
Because it's always like gravy or oil in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Done.
I'll also say,
why don't you pay a service? I know last
time. Wait, oh, by the way, did you hire him?
He did speak to me. I think he still thinks.
What do you mean he spoke to me? You mean, did you call him?
No, the child. I bumped into him in Shul, and then he approached me, and he's like, I heard.
But you didn't hire him?
He's like, next week, I'm coming. I'm like, just come today. But I need more than just wheeling my garbage cans in and out. I would like somebody to actually come into my house. I'll give him the keys, and then take the garbage bags from the kitchen outside.
Why do you think he's incapable of doing that?
I will.
He might be very responsible.
Full service. That's fine.
I don't understand how you have this much garbage and like how it's worth it to pay someone like $100
tin,
a week.
Because one tin foil pan it takes up an entire garbage. Mm. I don't know why garbage is.
What you should maybe when I was maybe a child, your house, you should get an industrial sized garbage can.
I don't know, but then they're too hard to take out. Like the big like 30-gallon bags. Forget about it. But like I don't know. I remember as a kid, I think we like garbage bags were like once a week was like a garbage bag.
They had like the little like the. Aluminum, like the cans were like a lot smaller and a lot.
I feel like maybe you should get, you know, at Mosheva and the Chadar Ochel, they have those big garbages and they roll. You know, they're put on these little platforms on wheels.
Even better.
You should get one to just roll around your house in all different places.
Even better. Outside the Milchik Mitbach, as they call it, there was that latch. They open up the latch and you just, you probably didn't have it in your day.
We did have that and I've been thrown down.
Yes. The chute, right. And you just throw it down. I would like it doesn't have to be like a bottomless pit, but definitely something like 10 feet deep, maybe 8x8, and you just dump garbage in there and then you just hire a service that comes like once every couple, I don't know, once a month and just cleans it all up.
Right, it might be a little more treacherous for a 9-year-old to go into a pit.
Although it was very convenient. When we were doing construction, we had a dumpster in our house. Yeah, I would just like toss all of the garbage bags in the dumpster. So I think that's actually the way to go. I might just get a dumpster.
Keep it there at all times.
Yeah, get a huge full size dumpster, and then once it gets full, I just call them.
It amazes me that garbage is such an issue for you guys. Oh, all right.
Can I say one more issue that I'm having?
Yes.
What do you guys do when you have like a light bulb that burns on you? Does that bother you at all in your house?
I wait till I get yelled at.
Aren't LEDs supposed to last for like 25 years?
Yeah, that's true. They do don't. Burn out.
They burn out like the same as regular light bulbs. Light bulbs are going out all the time in my house. And I'm like, and I look at the package, like will last like 35 years. I'm like, it's impossible. So there's some lights that like I just will not turn on ever because I don't want to deal with changing the light bulb.
Okay, can you tell me which?
Certain
probably this
like
room.
Where
no, because you'll go through here and like not a chance. But there are certain lights like I know I'll never be able to find, like they're just really weird light bulb, not the standard ones. I just will never turn the lights on because I don't want to replace them. And they burn out all the time.
How do you react if other people in the house want to use those lights?
They can use them, but I make sure that they're turned off right away, like right after they use them. I'm around.
Very generous of you. Okay. Guys,
I still have something under my skin. Jordan, we're not going to move on. I'll tell you this. I have a very hard time, especially if it's like a 2E or some of those two-lane streets or four lanes, two on each side, of choosing the right lane between the right and the left. Like I'm usually not in a rush anywhere. It's recently I've had a bad streak of like when I'm in the left lane is turning and then when the right lane, then like that one's slower, then I move left. Very perturbing, you know, what's going on. Like when I go to Tui, when I go to like the Edens.
Yeah.
At what point to get in the right lane? Because the left lane, Edens approaching, on Tui approaching Cicero and Edens.
I feel like before Crawford, you stay right. and fly past people.
Well, first of all, on the way back, you always make sure you go in the right lane because there's always people turning left, right?
No, no, when you're back, no, for sure. Huge, right? But then at some point, there's the bus, right, and then you want to go left. Right, you know, usually by Export and over there, there's no left turn. This is separate there. And then once you cross the bridge, forget about it. Like you just don't know.
Going there, I stay in the left lane until almost the end.
People making left turns into McDonald's, or you go right, and then people think you're trying to cut them off by the JCC. I mean, it's just. But even then, even when you approach the Edens,
I go Kedzie though, because I fly down Kedzie to Birchwood. Do you take Kedzie to?
Kedzie's one lane.
Jarvis?
No stress there. It's just the lane.
No, yeah, I always take Kedzie.
Right. You always turn quickly.
But after, like, then you got to go on two at some point.
No, I'm talking about getting home.
No, I stayed on two. I'm saying.
Getting home. Josh works from home. What do you mean?
Getting home, let's say you're coming. Let's say you're walk going
down
east
the stairs.
Let's say you're going east. By the way, hold on. I want to point something out. It's funny because a buddy of mine's wife is from Florida, and she noticed early on in like their marriage always, she's like, Chicago people love talking about directions. She's like, in my, you know, around like family and everything.
MapQuest.
It's one of the most common conversations is people talk about the route they took here. How did they get
there? Can we shout out to MapQuest? We have mentions. Yeah. We have
MapQuest.
Mentions.
MapQuest. Yoni Lipschitz. Yoni Lipschitz. Nickname MapQuest. Guys, we're moving on. I'm sorry about your traffic issues, y'all.
I'll save them all.
Okay. Summer has arrived. It's mid-May. We've had some nice days out. We're not going to talk about Yoel, what he's been up to. We know we've, you know, no reason to beat a dead horse. But I want to kind of get a sense, and I think the listeners might be curious, what are we up to this summer? I know specifically that one of us will be gone for a good amount of time, but any travel plans, any specific things coming up? What are you guys looking forward
Aaron's
to this
got
summer?
The most exciting summer coming up.
Family's going to Israel. 3 weeks.
Very nice.
Where are you going to be? All over?
All over. You know, I realize, like, I don't know Israel that well. It's like the last time I was there was 7 years ago. So I don't know the geography so well. But we're starting out in the Jerusalem area, and then we're going up north for a bit.
Are you staying, but you have family
What's
there?
What's a bit?
We
like
do
for a
have
week?
Family for, yeah, a week, 6 days.
What do you plan on doing there in Israel?
Just soaking up the land. I don't know. No real specific
what
plans.
What type of places do you
Joey has
stay
a lot
at?
Of family there. We're staying in an houses? Airbnb. Oh, yeah, no, okay. Because you know, it's so tiring to stay at someone's house, and it's like you know, it's four of us, so we can't really impose like that. And it's just like, you know, you never feel like you could just open the fridge and take something. Like you just want it at your own place.
Do you also hate like the forced conversation?
Yeah, it's hard
like
always
you walk
have
in
to
the house
on.
And they're there like, oh, I have to talk to you.
Right.
What neighborhood of Jerusalem are you staying in?
Emek Rephaim.
Oh, cool.
Which
so you're renting an apartment
good.
Or a house?
Yeah,
or
we're renting some sort of apartment. I think a 2-bedroom apartment. Probably spend some time in Tel Aviv.
Get to experience the land, beauty of the land.
Beauty of the land.
Very
that's,
nice.
That's what I always say. Yeah, so that's the plan.
So that's your big you know, summer.
Israel. That's a big summer travel.
Where are you going, Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan.
My wife is from Northern California, so after camp ends for the kids and before school starts, we have the past couple of years flown to Sacramento. Spent a couple weeks out there, chill.
Light the beam.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, what happened to our Kings. The tickets are very expensive. But
it's also isn't it cold in August in Sacramento or no?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's literally 100 degrees
San Francisco
every day.
Gets freezing.
Sacramento is, it's an hour and a half away. It's in the valley. It's like extremely hot.
Okay.
Starting, I think it's already in the 80s, 90s there right now. It's very hot, which I enjoy. Josh.
Sure, what's up?
You have many travel plans this summer.
I have a few, not many.
Okay, tell us about it.
I'll be going to New York. I'll be attending some live concerts with a good friend of mine.
In June or after
In
June?
August, actually, I'm talking about. I'm
In August, you are going to New York to attend concerts. Which band and with who?
The band is Fish. Sorry, Aaron.
Oh, my God.
With my good friend, John Bellows.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it. That's
I mean, I'm going back to New York next week with my son.
Wait. Yeah. You're going to New York to see Fish, and you're flying to Chicago.
Yes.
And then going right back to New York.
Correct.
For what?
With my son to see a couple New York Mets, Chicago Cubs games.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. And where are you going to stay?
That was a reward for him. What? We're going to stay at a hotel.
For what?
What was it a reward for?
He's been doing some learning all year for.
Really?
Weekly learning in addition to school. So I decided to reward his efforts.
What are you going to do aside from go to Mets games?
He wants to go to like the Nike store. Oh, okay. He's never been to New York, so you know, Statue of Liberty.
Good restaurants. A lot of good restaurants. Exactly. I mean, these are three meals. This is the restaurant place? I mean, there's breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Obviously. So that's the plan.
Did you consider as a reward bringing him with you to the fish concerts?
I don't think he'd be interested.
No?
No.
How many fish concerts are you going to?
Just two.
Okay.
Yeah. Just two nights.
And where are they playing?
Madison Square Garden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to stay in Manhattan?
I'm going to stay in Manhattan, yeah.
Where? You think they'll play Harry Hood?
I hope they do, actually.
Where are you going to stay?
In a hotel.
Which one?
I don't worry about it.
What do you mean? It's important. I want to get a sense.
I'll be in the city. Actually, I think in Battery Park. It's not really in Manhattan.
I'm going to start Googling right now.
Oh, no. Where is it? I forgot where it is. It's like lower Manhattan, I think.
The Jane Hotel?
No.
I'm sure it's like a Four Seasons or...
it's a new hotel, actually.
Really? Where they stay in...
What's called? The One?
Coming to America, where they stay? The Waldorf Astoria.
No, excuse me.
Okay, Yoel.
Yeah.
You're always here, there. No one knows what you're doing. So it's actually helpful in terms of our scheduling. If we know what are you up to this summer, what can we expect?
I'm making a wedding in August.
Right.
And I'll be golfing a lot.
That's it?
That's my travel plans.
That's it?
Well, I have kids going to camp. Maybe I'd probably be able to get out of visiting weekend or visiting day, as they call it. In the East Coast.
I'm not going to visit either.
I mean, my kid's old enough. Yeah. I mean, they don't even want to see me. I don't really have plans. You know, I work a lot, so I'll be doing that. A lot of work.
I've actually got a lot of concerts coming up.
Do tell.
I have tickets too. Okay.
You know, I've been to one concert. Have you gone over there?
We went through that. Steve
Miller. And it was during the summer, correct?
It was in the summer.
Okay. So you want to tell us about what it was?
It was a Steve Miller band, and it was in Poplar Creek. The year was 1993. I went with the great Eric Friedman.
Oh,
he took me, and I think I was finishing my sophomore year, and I probably at that point in time, I assume I'm probably going to go to a lot of concerts in my life. You know, when I was like 15 or 16, I'm like, yeah, this is cool. I mean, I couldn't afford the T-shirts; they were like $20.
Maybe it was just the two of you?
No, there was other people there, but okay. I think I drove there with him. I think maybe Surly Lopen was with. I don't know.
Like other seniors?
Yeah, there was mostly like guys older. There was no one my age there. I think Joel Gorenstein was there. So I went to Poplar Creek. Is that still around? I have no idea.
I don't think so.
It's closed down years ago.
Okay.
Like decades ago, actually.
But it was there.
It was there, yeah.
Some great music, The Joker and whatever the songs they play. But Jordan, I would appreciate an invite to maybe one of your concerts if it works on my schedule.
Well, there a couple of them are coming up. So I am seeing The National this upcoming Tuesday night.
Never heard.
Great band live.
I saw them once.
Where are they going to be?
I don't even know. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But I saw them at Lollapalooza. I think it was 13 years ago. They're a good live band. I'm not a big fan of them, but I think, you know, they're good. So I bought the tickets months ago. Then Ben Folds is playing with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
That's cool.
And he was like in high school. You know, Ben Folds is great. So I'm going to see that at the end of the month. And then I will be seeing Trevor Hall, who's not good, but kind of among my close friends. We saw him the first time when we were 14. We went again one time. So it'll be fun for us to kind of go together as buddies, maybe sometime in June at the Salt Shed, which, in my opinion, is the best new venue in Chicago. I don't know if you've guys been.
It looks cool. I've never been.
Yeah.
Never even heard of it.
Seen a couple shows there.
I've heard good things.
You remember that, like, when you're on the highway, you see that Morton Salt? Remember that ad
where
you always see?
Yeah, where?
Like, which like highway? Right off of the Kennedy.
It's like right by Division.
Oh, that's there. Where it is. It's the old Morton Salt.
Right over there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They have an outdoor stage and an indoor. It's very nice.
Poplar Creek is bigger. I know they got rid of it.
Poplar Creek.
All right. I want to transition into doing something. I want to talk about, listen, we all have some summer plans, but I want to get a sense of whether we're doing it or not this year or in years past. What is your Mount Rushmore of like ideal summer activities? I think this kind of tells us a little bit about ourselves, gives the listeners kind of an idea of what our ideal situations would be. I'll start with Aaron, or we could go around. Let's go one by one.
Why don't you start with yourself?
Okay. No.
Yeah, Jordan.
No, I'm not going to start. No.
Why not?
Because, you know.
Okay.
You're the host. I like to be a little more private.
You know, if we start with Josh, we're just going to bog down.
No. Josh will go. We'll go.
I'll go last.
We'll go clockwise. Aaron will start. Give me one ideal summer activity.
Well, I really enjoy playing beer pong. It's not about the beer for me. It's just about the pong aspect.
Can you explain what that is for the listeners that might not know?
I mean,
it's funny. He's about to say, like, I'm sure everybody knows how it is. I have no idea how to play.
Right. Actually, you don't.
At your New Year's party,
Noel played beer pong in my house.
I still remember.
You're throwing ping pong balls into a cup.
And if you make it, you drink it, or you miss it. Or if you make it, the other guy drinks.
Right, the other team drinks. So I just enjoy.
Are you talking indoors or outdoors?
Either. I really enjoy playing beer pong, and I spent a lot of time for a while trying to get people to play with me. But
maybe your neighbors.
A lot of people do.
What about your 4 a.m. neighbors?
Would you get together with people to play beer pong, or are you talking about at a party?
I'll tell you. So during COVID, our previous neighbors, it was like a 3-generation family. A grandmother, a Russian immigrant named Emma, her daughter, who was also named Emma, and their two kids, who were in their 20s. And our backyards are like adjoined. So we started playing beer pong like over the fence. We'd set up a table. So Joey and I were playing against these two like college age guys. And we won a couple times. It was pretty awesome.
Why didn't you play with the new neighbors at like 4 a.m.?
Yeah, right. I did invite some friends like a couple summers ago. You know, I don't want to name any people, I did play beer pong a couple times with friends. And then, I don't know, since then I haven't really been able to get a game together.
Is beer pong something like, hey, you want to come over and then you just play beer pong? Or like, is it like, hey, do you want to play beer pong?
Right. Is it like a way to get people to come over?
Well, a lot of people don't seem to share my passion for beer pong. So I don't know. I have invited people specifically over to play beer pong. Usually they have some reason they can't do it.
What if someone if someone says yes and they come over and they're like, I don't want to play, and you're like, get the hell out?
Right. Well, so the successful time, I had a few friends over and then I said, let's play beer pong, and it's kind of started setting it up, and Joey was setting it up, so then they played. Yeah, so I really enjoy playing beer pong.
Are you really good?
I'm not really good. I just like, you know, the challenge of throwing the ball in the cup, and I like the camaraderie.
Do you ever practice like when you're alone, like no one's around?
Sometimes Joey and I play one-on-one. We set up.
But do you ever do it when she's not home? And like,
no, I've never done it alone.
Okay.
I like to kind of do like a Steph Curry thing where I step back like a few feet from the line just to be impressive.
Got it.
Because then if it actually goes in, it's like.
You know, so that's amazing. Your ideal summer activity, playing pong?
Well, I also really love pickleball now. So
okay, hold on. One at a time. And Josh, let's not be judgmental.
What do you mean? I wasn't judging.
I felt like a little condescending.
Not at all.
I felt you were condescending.
He was ponging and beering. That's
I like beer pong.
Yeah.
It's great. Great summer activity. Okay, before we move on to Yoel and come back to
And I should say you, there should be good music playing and et cetera.
It's about the environment also.
Yeah.
Okay, so before, I want to have kind of like a
Wait, 1 second. Maybe the four of us could. I just realized that you need 4 people. Good idea. Play beer pong. Maybe the 4 of us could play beer pong.
I'm in.
All right.
I'd only play if I could be teammates with Aaron.
Done. Right. Okay, Aaron, I want to get your instant reaction, Josh, on air, live.
Oh,
okay.
I know you're going.
Guess the score of the Celtics Heat game. There's 17 seconds left.
No, it's over.
17 seconds left.
It's over. Killing them?
They're not killing them. They're actually losing and about to lose the game.
It's over.
Because yes. Jimmy Butler took over.
Oh, my God.
He's the lead scorer with 34 points.
123-116.
The Heat won?
He won, of course.
Wow.
Playoff Jimmy.
Josh, thoughts on Jimmy Butler?
It's a big problem for the Celtics now.
Josh
losing game one home is big.
You said Jimmy
for years.
You've always said for years that he's a huge choker. He doesn't come through.
Is the series over?
What are your thoughts?
Is the series over?
Okay. It's not.
Let's wait.
Moving on, Yoel. Summer.
Summer, like what is like my perfect day?
Okay, you know the question.
I don't know. we talk about summer plans. I don't even remember.
Give us like a summer activity that you enjoy.
Summer activity.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah.
I would like to be at the golf course. I don't know, 6:30 a.m. Be the first one off.
Can I ask a question about golf?
Yeah.
What's like the most you could golf without like getting bored? Let's say you weren't tired. Nothing to do with tired, just being bored.
So I was just actually thinking about it today. I won't say why it was applicable or not. I was with somebody and I mentioned that I can probably do a tournament is usually, you know, they have 4 days of golf, which is 72 holes. I can probably do 72 in a day.
In one day. How long would it take?
And want to play another round.
And you would you wouldn't be exhausted afterwards?
I'm a little tired. No. I golf very quickly. And then if I usually, like, you bump into traffic, like, they'll let you play through. And other times, like, if it's too many groups and you jump around. But, you know, I like nobody ahead of me. Like, the best feeling is you pull up to a new hole and you see nobody on there till the green. And then, like, you know, you at least have the next 4.5 minutes without interacting with people.
You prefer golfing alone, correct?
I would say 75% of the time alone and 25% to be social, just to like.
So you're just golfing by yourself?
I golf by myself a lot.
I thought you had like a partner or something.
No, I didn't. Look, I was a kid. I used to, you know, shoot around, and you play basketball games and you shoot around.
So, are you
like,
walking the course or you have a
golf cart? No, golf cart. I couldn't walk. Yeah. I mean, walking, like, because I just like, I can play in an hour and a half. Normally a 4 hour round is four to four.
Keep in mind, normally, in a golf tournament though, when you said you could play 72 holes.
No, they're walking.
They're walking. That's right. Part of.
Right. You know, no, for sure that's tiring. I mean, they're not carrying the bag, but that's tiring. But normally, like, you go with friends, four guys, four and a half hours. I mean, for me, it usually takes an hour 45 minutes.
Okay.
So yes, I would
very
like
to, expected non-creative answer.
I would like to. How about this? I would like to.
Can you be a little more
golf,
descriptive?
Yeah.
Like your ideal.
Yes. Yes.
So you
ready?
You're out of town.
Golf.
Wake up early
and have like three hot dogs after. How's it?
Not while you're golfing.
No.
Hot dogs over.
Yeah.
Pizza?
I think so. Mm. Nice ice cold beverage after.
Okay.
Okay.
That's maybe great. A cigar.
All right. I'll go. One of my ideal situations would be a lake house in Wisconsin. Maybe on like a day off, like a Sunday, you know, just clear skies by the lake. Cool. Not necessarily even going in the lake. Probably having a couple beers during the day, listening to good music.
Are you with friends?
Yeah, sure.
Cool, chill vibes?
Yep, okay. Absolutely.
Would you go by yourself?
Yes, I would, absolutely.
Would you prefer to be by yourself or you prefer with people?
I'd probably rather be with people.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What if you could only bring one person? That person was Josh.
I wouldn't go.
And you bring his noise canceling.
Well, no. Part of this is like sitting outside and kind of enjoying.
Just chilling.
Yeah, I like Wisconsin. I like, for me, I grew up going and spending time in camp every summer in Wisconsin. I think it's like during the summer, a lot of other places.
This is during the day or night is your ideal
both
vibe?
Both are great because it gets a little cooler at night. Throw on a little hoodie. To me, ideal summer is in Wisconsin.
All right, here's
other places
we do, Jordan.
During the year are nice and warm. It's perfect weather there all summer long for the most part. And just kind of like being around the small towns and, you know.
Go up to Lake Geneva. We golf when it gets darker. Can't golf anymore. It's out of my head. Then
cool,
we go,
cool chill vibes.
Then we fire pit, sit around a fire pit.
Done. Mm-hmm. I can chill. I can't chill with the thought in mind that I could be golfing right now.
Would you be open to going together to Lake Geneva, you golfing, me staying back?
So actually,
and then we'll meet up afterwards.
Will you make hot dogs?
Yes.
But the truth is, if it's bad weather, it probably puts you in a better mood.
No, yeah, right, exactly.
Nothing you can do.
Yeah, then I think about maybe I should work out, but then I don't.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would say, Yoel, we've spent a lot of time together. There are times when I feel like you're distracted and not really present.
Yes.
Either on your phone or...
Work. It's usually work.
Work or
stress.
Yeah. No, it's not work. but there is stress. So it could be, I feel like if we were sitting around during the day, you'd be thinking about golfing or something else or be on your phone. But at night, we could hang out. That would be great.
I look forward to it.
Yeah.
We could talk about Josh.
I welcome it.
Tell us what is your situation.
My ideal would be like in the morning, like drinking coffee and reading the paper.
Is that any different than any day?
No.
Why is it specific to the summer?
No, I feel like if it's outside and like the weather's nicer, you're on the balcony somewhere, you're on a patio, just like it's not too hot yet.
How are you making your coffee?
I don't just there, fresh brew coffee.
And okay. It's black? You
know, always black. Usually read the paper in the morning, which I enjoy.
Are you particular on which paper?
Tribune.
So let's say you were in Florida, or let's say, I don't know,
I
summertime.
I read whatever, USA Today. I mean, if I'm not.
Okay, you'd be happy with any of those choices.
Yeah, I don't care.
Just any paper.
I like the paper, yeah.
Aaron, coming back to you.
Yeah.
What's your next one?
Okay.
We're doing multiple rounds of this?
Things that I like to do in the summer. I mean, I will say I like, you know, I would like to be at this beach house with you.
And, oh, nice.
Just hang, maybe we could play some beer pong. Mm-hmm.
Lake Geneva.
I mean, I really like pickleball. Joey and I have been playing with our dear friends, John and Miriam Friedman. We've been going to play pickleball in the mornings. Now that the weather's nice, there's a great outdoor, like, actual pickleball court. It's not just like a tennis court that you could play on.
Who usually wins?
Well, right now, John and Miriam are better collectively than the two of us. They've been playing quite a bit. We also, like, rotate around. Like, last time I got to be partners with John for a while, which was really fun. But yeah, anyway, I don't know. What am I? I would play pickleball also. Okay. I guess I like doing activities.
Actually, it's not surprising because as a child, we used to play in Aaron's backyard. We used to play wiffle ball.
Oh, yeah. I was huge into wiffle ball.
So Aaron's always into that same type of wiffle, pickle, whatever it was.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff.
That's good. I hear that. Badminton type stuff also.
Badminton always aggravated me because I like the ball can bounce in pickleball. You know, it gives you an opportunity to like, I don't know, do something with the ball.
What about croquet?
I've never played.
Okay. Y'all.
Croquet?
You're number two.
My number two? I'll give you like 5 years ago what I would do.
By the way, it's kind of funny that y'all so obsessed. You'd play 72 holes in a day. You started playing golf like 2 years ago.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So, yes. Five years ago or something else that you would do?
So, 5 years ago, what I would do was I would work out for a couple hours.
No. Give me your ideal. Like
that was ideal.
What would be your ideal? Just working out.
I don't know.
Specific to the summer? Do the seasons not mean anything to you?
I like doing activities. I like sports. So, like, I used to like softball and basketball and all that, but I just don't have a desire to go out because I don't do anything like halfway and then I'll get injured and then I just get frustrated. Like, why am I doing this? So I don't really particularly like, you know, playing sports. I mean, I enjoy it, but I know it will just result in injury. I do enjoy, let's say, going on, let's say, a family trip, but I don't like going like driving, traveling far. I guess I'll go to like a local zoo, Brookfield Zoo. That would be fun. Ideal trip. But like, I don't enjoy travel. I live a very good life, which is very, you know, close to home. I don't have to, you know, travel too far. And I can just hang out on my back porch and just chill that way.
You're a homebody. I hear that.
I'm a homebody. I don't need to leave. You know, if the weather is nice, I can hang out, you know, in the back. And
we're going to be alone for like a couple weeks, all our kids at camp, like at the same time. So my wife's like, you know, where do you want to go? I'm like, nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm just staying home. It's the greatest thing ever, being home by ourselves.
Right. I mean, it's good to feel like
I don't want
to
go anywhere.
Home is a great place to be. You know? So that's a good thing.
What used to happen was when my wife would go to Israel, visit her parents, and so I'd be home for a couple of weeks. And so people was like, oh, like, you know, let's go out. I'm like, no, I don't think you understand. Like,
it's the greatest thing
ever. Well, my family's home.
You all have said this word for word the air before. Yes.
Then I don't remember. No, say it again.
One of the first couple episodes.
The point is that, like, people are like, no, you don't understand. Like, if my family, like, if nobody's home, like, I have no need to go out. Right. Like, yes, like, actually, it reminds me of another story. Someone recently came out to me. I'll tell you, but that's a funny story. Say, someone came out to me, and he's not the fastest of golfers. He's like, oh, like, you know, you got to call me sometime. Let's go golfing. So then I'm like, yeah, sure. And I'm thinking, like, just because he golfs and just because I golf, like, it doesn't mean that, like, we should go golfing together. It's like, you eat and I eat. Doesn't mean we should go out for dinner, you know? It's like, no, like, I'm not going to, like, play golf with just anybody just because they golf and I golf. I mean, it happens. Like, a lot of times you go alone, you just get paired up with people. But, you know, then you can, like, you can leave, you can play ahead or whatever it is. But, like, I don't like that, like, you know, just because you golf, I have to golf. So, like, even, like, going out to eat I like to do what I enjoy. I don't necessarily need to, like, eat and talk. You know, I could just eat and now I'm nourished. And then if I want to hang out with people, then I hang out with people. If I want to drink with people, I'll drink with people. But, like, I don't necessarily find the need to, like, you know, go to a restaurant with people. So where did that come from? I have no idea.
Yeah,
I'll give my next answer. Okay.
Jordan was waiting.
By the way, I don't like going to restaurants and eating with people that much either.
Thank you. Finally.
I agree.
You get it.
It's not that fun, right?
It's not that fun. No. I just like to eat. I'd rather meet up later for a drink or something.
If you want to eat, you just want to eat and don't really want to talk at the same time.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. My number two, outdoor concert. Summertime.
Unique.
Chicago, you know, it's not so weather permitting most of the year. And then you get to the summer. Whether you're at Tinley Park, maybe you get to see a big show at Wrigley, Northerly Island, I really enjoy, summer concert, any band. It's just a fun, I feel like Chicago in general, people are active and out, and it's a good energy, good crowd. That's my number two. I look forward to the summer to seeing shows that are outside.
How early do you get to these concerts? Like, do you go there early to enjoy, or you get there right before it starts?
I mean, it varies, I think, depending on the schedule, you know. Sometimes you're coming from work.
Let's say it's a Sunday.
You know, my kids are young.
Let's say your family is out of town. Let's say your family is out. Yeah, we're in an ideal world, remember?
Well, you don't have to get there too early. I do like to maybe get there early enough that I could grab a beer, buy a t-shirt, which I almost always do at whatever show I go to.
It's very expensive.
It is, but I like then, you know, like 10 years later to have
kind to of what?
Like throwback t-shirts.
And wear. Then what? You wear it?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I wear my old t-shirts and get to my seats before the show starts.
Okay, so you
more
want
than that is not necessary.
So you want a beer and get to your seat, and then yep. they play music and you're outside?
Sure.
And then you leave after?
Yep.
I don't understand. So it took you, let's say, an hour to get there, let's say. You have to walk, park, hassle. Like, I just don't get the point.
It's not that much of a hassle.
Oh,
I enjoy the park? I enjoy the experience.
Alpine Valley is a hassle.
No, no, that itself, that's once every, you know, 6 year type of thing.
Like, I get it if you wanted to go there and like a couple hours early, and then you hang out with people.
Like
and,
tailgating?
I don't know,
like,
yeah.
You wouldn't do something unless it was an all-day affair?
No, but I wouldn't like be dying to like go to a concert, just like drive there, listen to music, then drive back.
Well, it depends on how much you like the music.
I don't.
I think there's an experience of seeing a band play live that's different than
outside.
You know, I've had like some great experiences seeing bands live, but I feel like more than the great experiences, I've had experiences where I'm standing there and just thinking, when is this going to be over?
Yeah, I agree.
Like a lot of times I'm like, why did I even buy these tickets and plan this out? Right. And,
I would be happier you know, just if we go up.
That's like probably 75% of the time.
The thought of going is like a lot better than actually being
right.
There.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm, at this point in time, I'm big into like patio furniture and just hanging out in someone's backyard. Drinking and just having a good time.
Playing some chilling. Beer pong.
It's easier. It's much
music.
Easier.
Yeah.
Josh, you're literally traveling to New York to go to concerts.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it depends on the band and, you know, the situation. But
he's never heard.
I've had a lot of experience like Aaron where I'm there and I'm just like, why did I think this was fun? And just like, I just want to go.
Well, home. Let me ask you. I feel like because I guess I'm probably more open to seeing bands that I'm less familiar with. But so now you wouldn't go to a show unless you knew everything about them. You knew what they were going to play.
Yeah, basically. I'm not interested in going to see new music at this point, no.
For me, I'm more now about venue than the band. Right, I'd rather even go to I like just going to like tiny venues, you know, like 100 people or less in the crowd. I'd rather do that with a band I don't even know.
You don't feel pressure being one of like 100 in the
I like
crowd?
It. Like to pretend. It's like cool to be right next to the musicians.
Unless you're not enjoying it.
I don't feel like I have,
you have to pretend. No.
No.
Because but, you are enjoying it?
I get
it?
What you're saying. No, I'm not necessarily enjoying it.
And then you would show them you're not really necessarily
right.
enjoying it. Like you check your phone or
sure.
like.
Sure.
Okay.
Would you be open? I used to.
There we go.
I used to go to Kingston Mines a lot.
Oh, I've been there.
Okay, that's sort of
yeah.
My favorite
I like
spots,
that kind
of
thing
where like, it's like there's live music, but you're kind of sitting. It's like you could sit around and hang with friends,
right.
talk, get a couple pitchers of beer. It's just kind of a great spot to at the end of the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I like that. I went to a concert at Shubuzz of a musician sure. I actually really like, and it was a room. It was really literally like 100 people,
right?
And it was great.
Okay, Josh, you're number two.
Maybe like the longest.
Yeah, I'm kind of burnt out after the coffee. I'm getting tired.
I got to think of number three.
Let me tell you something. When you're 45, you don't have a lot of things you want to do. You just want to be like left alone. You just want to like
if I drink my coffee and no one bothers me, that's a win for the day.
Right.
Like anything else, I don't really care.
Sit in a chair, have a remote control.
That's
you can watch whatever you want.
Yeah.
And
right. Maybe some pizza.
I don't need like to create experiences or do things. I don't really care.
Done. It's like Great America was fun as a child.
Oh,
it's not fun anymore. So like in your 20s or 30s, like it stops being fun. So like a lot of life is like that.
That's
like
true.
When you
just
get to
life
the,
in general.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right, concerts, travel, it'd
like,
be so much
like
fun. Let's go there.
Going,
we'll do this wild.
Getting to like this lake house would be like, it's more annoying to like plan going there and being there. Like when I'm there maybe, but like I'd rather just stay home and avoid all that stuff.
Right, like all these, let's you know, the fantasy
like packing
camp.
And
all the preparations.
Sure,
yeah, it's just not worth it.
Like fantasy camp, most of us. So these guys go, we're going to do this activity and we'll run around, throw balloons, fight this and that. I drive up there 3 hours just to find like one of the bunkhouses just to hang out with someone, just like talk, and that's it. Maybe drive a golf cart around. But like, I'm just, it's just a different location to hang out,
thing,
to,
right.
to chill.
Right.
Like, yeah. So like, I don't need to travel to chill anymore. I just, I'll chill like in a backyard with nice weather
and
patio furniture.
No need to create these experiences.
Right.
You're just happy with what you have.
I'm comfortable in my
own
skin, Jordan.
Should I go for my number three?
Yes.
Go. Okay.
Jordan, go through
about,
three
about
through
me?
10.
About, how many of these are we doing?
This, this is my last one.
Okay. I had another one,
and it's
too.
Been a while. I enjoy it. No, Aaron. Okay, Aaron.
Yes.
I'll say my number three, and then you'll close it out.
Okay, great.
Okay, my number three is summertime, a nice bike ride. And I want to give a shout out. Nice
bike ride. I feel like almost like you're like an alien or like a robot.
I'll take this.
I love the summer.
Like Michigan.org commercials.
Yeah. You know, like, yeah. Like what he is.
That's probably like, when he came up with this list.
Like, honestly,
he's watching the commercials. Like, oh, like, yeah, that looks
riding
great.
Riding a bike to the lake house, right. like going to see a concert. Like,
Chicago
what?
Park District presents things to do in the summer.
It's a great call.
So, do you own a bike? Right now, I don't. So.
You
don't, I don't know, maybe
you don't even own a bike. How is bike riding
one of your... Well, it's something that, well...
Like, you're an adult. You could own a bike.
Right now, it's like, I'm trying to think about it and having... So, the last time I really was consistent about it was probably like 13 years ago. Me and a good friend, Yoni Kushner, a legend, and I used to meet up at Tui McCormick basically every afternoon after work for one summer, and we would ride to the Botanical Gardens and back. And it was always pleasant, beautiful weather. Great ride. We had good pace and it was enjoyable. And I miss that. And it's something like an ideal thing to do in the summer.
Riding a bike.
Yep.
Okay.
Nice bike ride. I could see how people like riding bikes. It's just.
I enjoy riding a bike. Yeah. And that's why I own a bike, because I like doing it.
Well, your brother was a huge bike rider. He was a big bike
mechanic at Turin.
He still is a bike rider, isn't he?
He's still into bike riding. He was a bike mechanic for 6 years.
What kind of bike do you have? Like a racing bike?
Well, I have a bike that my brother just gave. He built it out of different parts and gave it to me. It's amazing. It's awesome.
That reminds me of my first bike. My father bought it from this Minky's bike shop, I think it was called.
I remember that.
Yeah, so he used to buy like all the stolen bikes in the neighborhood. And like he would like put together like new bikes or their old bikes. So I didn't even get like a new bike. I just got like a built bike and it was spray painted black. So that was my bike. But that was probably my last bike. But I don't know. I know how to ride a bike and I don't know. Either you're into it or you're not.
For me, I'm not. I don't like to bike ride for pleasure. Like I've tried. There's some guys in Skokie who would like go for rides Sunday morning. So right. I went once. And I'm like, I don't really like that. I like to bike for practical reasons instead of drive.
But there's also
part
of like biking, like, you know, and I always enjoy pushing things and like trying to like push my body like to limits. But like then people tell me they're going like downhill like 30 miles per hour in line. Like I would. Yeah, I would not.
You're scared of danger.
Yeah, I'm not a risk taker. Yeah, I don't like danger. I don't like, why would I go downhill 30 miles per hour if I can just sit in
but
a
like
chair?
But I'll like bike to the library or so. I like to bike to places I was going to go anyway.
Right, I'm with Aaron. Like you're biking instead of driving.
Right.
But you wouldn't want to bike
a little
just
bit
for
of
no
exercise.
Reason.
Right.
You wouldn't go for like a leisurely, like on like a path. And,
I've tried. You know. I don't really enjoy it.
Uh-huh. But I think you need a path. Like you can't do streets. It's like bikers are annoying. And I'm sure so people annoying. Who ride bikes... don't like cars.
Well, you're talking about the streets. That's what he,
I mean, I was biking to work in New York. It's much crazier there. So here it's very leisurely for me.
Right.
You know.
Try Beijing. You ever bike in Beijing?
Oh, yeah.
Aaron, number three.
Oh, okay. Well, my number three, I really enjoy going record shopping. This is not really a summer specific activity, but like being in a new town, like a small town, finding the record store and just like, seeing what they have. You never know what they're going to have.
Are there record stores still around in small towns?
Oh, yeah. Records are like the only form of
could you find
music. They're the only form of music that's actually sales are going up.
Could you find something in a small town?
That's one of the fun things about records is that, you know, you just never know what you're going to find. Like I was in Beloit, Wisconsin, and I looked it up. Like I found a record store, and I found this Willie Nelson record that I didn't even know that it was on record. It's from like 2008 or
when
something.
When you use the term record, are you referring to an actual record?
Yes.
Okay. Not like a tape or a CD.
Correct.
Or
an
Blu-ray.
Actual record. Okay. Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about your record collection?
Well, I have about 400 records. I've been collecting since 1996. My uncle Paul, he gave me a record player. It was after my freshman year in college. He gave me a record player, and at the time, records were not popular, so they were very cheap. Like secondhand tunes in Evanston, you know, like the White Album was like 99 cents. Now the White Album is going to be like 30 or 40 bucks.
And you play records frequently?
I do play
people
records
claim the
a lot.
The music is better. I don't know.
I enjoy the process of like taking the record out of the sleeve and like putting it on. And I like looking at my record collection and flipping through it and like, I don't know, like having different records that I like.
You know what music is good? When your CarPlay works.
That is good.
Do you know,
that's also good.
How familiar are you with what you have in your record collection?
Very.
Do you ever flip through it and say, oh, wow, I forgot about that one?
Sometimes I'm reminded, but I'm constantly like you know, parsing my collection of stuff I don't realize I don't like anymore. I'll sell records.
Are they arranged alphabetically?
No, I have a system. It's kind of arranged by genre. Within the genre, it's like arranged by year, but everybody, like one band stuff is all going to be lumped together. So if it's like R&B,
so how do you pick, you know, the year to start?
Babyface,
are you,
and
are
then
you,
Whitney Houston, are and you then Bobby Brown.
Are you taking suggestions how to organize it?
No.
I have a suggestion.
I'm not.
How about height of the, like, the lead singer?
Okay, so Shaq.
Yeah, I know.
Shaq recorded with Foosh Nickens. I don't know if you remember that.
Of course.
Do you have that record?
I don't have that record, though.
Okay, guys. Well, I'm excited for summer. I'm excited for a summer of recording.
Jordan, you've only gone through three things you want to do in the summer. Do you have, like,
I have six more.
I think that's about it. I don't know why you guys are, Jordan, like, so against doing, like, fun activities during the summer.
You're a summer man. You're adventurous. You have a young family.
You're an extrovert.
What am I thinking about? Lake Josh House is and I, not active. It's sitting around.
Well, you like activities. I mean, you like golfing.
No, I do. But I just, I just don't like traffic.
Right.
And I don't like people.
I mean, who likes traffic? Like, what do you
I
mean?
Know, I
don't
but
like
something
traffic.
Is just not worth it. Like, I just get stressed out. Just the thought of it just bothers me. I'm like, why do that there when I could just do
it? Okay, first of all, I want to
put up with it.
I have a bone to pick then. Y'all. First question in a series of questions.
Yes.
How do you decide on a daily basis which golf course to play?
Based on my travels of that day. And if I do play, then I will look at a course which has a lot of open tee times, because that means I'll be able to fly through. Not a lot of this, like the good golf is now up until like after Memorial Day when schools are out and all that, then it's like
it's crowded.
It gets too busy. And yeah, I get annoyed.
Okay, but you're willing to travel somewhat far in order to play golf.
Even when, let's say when I go up north, I prefer to take the, what's it called? Instead of taking the
41?
The 41 instead of the 94. Yeah. I just don't like the highway. I don't know. Even though it takes seven minutes longer. Yeah, it takes longer. It's an extra 7 minutes. I don't care. I'm like,
so has anything ever stopped you from playing golf in terms of like preparation and travel and all that stuff?
Or you ignore it because you're doing something that you enjoy. No, I'm like, sometimes it's just too far. Like, I'll just go to something closer.
Okay.
If I have the time. I mean, sometimes it's just a limit on time, you know, if I don't have the time to go that far. But some other times, like, I can go all the way there and I can play a really nice course. I can go out of here. And if they're both courses are going to take me the same amount of time to play, then I'll probably go to the closer one. If that makes sense.
Okay, fair. Somewhat consistent.
It's good.
I thought I had something there.
No. I've gotten worse over the years. Like, I even realized recently I was, you know, at a couple of facilities this week and I'm like, I just really hate driving. Like, I find myself often driving with my hands at 10 and 2 o'clock.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
You guys are so old.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this with you? Okay. Guys, it's going to be a fun summer. I think next week, Josh, you're trying to line up some guests.
Start trying to get some guests in here.
You're really starting to slow down, though.
Working on it.
Like, people are turning you down, and it's hard for you to get a hold of people.
It's been tougher, but we'll get there. We got a couple people we're really trying to get on.
That's your one job.
I'm on it.
Jordan, I will tell you this. Lake Geneva is only like an hour and 20 minutes.
Yep.
I have traveled there for golf, and I will travel there for Lake House.
Ooh.
You know what you should really do? Bike to Lake Geneva.
Yeah, I'll meet you there.
Okay. Guys.
If anyone wants to play beer pong, j3amateurhour@gmail.com.
Okay.
Play us out,
Taking
Jordan.
Taking us out.